And that means it's time to bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So some sad news out of baseball yesterday, even though when I met him when I was younger and I was covering both the Yankees and the Mets for WKNY in Kingston, New York, he was a bit of a dick, I'll say it. Tom Seaver has dementia. And it's a disease that we're finding out affects more and more and more people. And he's decided to take himself out of public life.
It's, you know, it happens.
Yeah. I'll never forget. We always used to cover Yankee games all the time, and Mets games half the time. And we went to a Met game, and this is no lie, Mike. And this is the thing that soured me on the Mets for my life. Tom Seaver and Ed Cranepool were there, right? Now, I'm telling you, when we covered the Yankees when I was a kid, I spoke to Reggie Jackson. I spoke, you name it. I spoke to them all, okay? I spoke to Gene Mock. I spoke to opposing managers. It was great. They treated us. We were from KNY in Kingston, New York. They treated us great. George Steinbrenner knew us. We got to go. They had a big buffet if there was a doubleheader. Bunch of food laid out for the press and everything like that. They treated us great. First game covering the Mets, we run into, like I said, Tom Seaver and Ed Cranepool. And you know what Ed Cranepool says to us? What is this, picture day?
Well, you know what happened?
What?
You didn't take your Yankee hat off.
No, we didn't have Yankee hats on.
Oh.
But it was just the wrong thing to say. I mean, just because we were from upstate New York. It just got me wrong. And Seaver laughed and walked away. I felt like saying, do I have a frickin' camera, you idiot? But I didn't.
Well, anyways. You had a Yankee hat on.
But anyways, but I do feel sorry for Tom Seaver and his family. So, dementia. And that's going to lead to Alzheimer's, I guess. So, anyways, that's my lead story here. You got a story?
No, pretty slow day in sports yesterday.
Yeah.
Pretty slow day in sports. I mean, when your top baseball headline is that Justin Verlander's messing with the changeup, not a lot happened in sports yesterday.
No, there really isn't, except for the one Cowboys defensive guy who was put on suspension by the league for failing a drug test. So he quit the league. He said, he had an Instagram rant where he quit the league, and he said, you know what? If I smoke marijuana once or twice a day to relieve the pain and they don't like it, well, then I guess I'll just leave the league. So he quit. He quit. The
world's in a sad state. Marijuana is proven to be a gateway drug. It's proven to be an addiction. It inhibits how you can handle your everyday life, and it kills brain cells. But people love it.
Yeah, I think
that's great.
I think NFL football kills more brain cells than marijuana. It appears to be that way, anyways, with what happens in the NFL.
I don't think there's a lot of brain cells to start with in the NFL.
I shouldn't joke about that. I take that back. I'm sorry if it offended anybody.
You opened the door and I ran through it.
All right. So now, is it too early to get to racing?
No, of course not.
Yeah, because
it's never too early to get to racing.
No, because there's a lot going on this weekend, right?
Situation out in California is not getting any better. Still no racing until further notice. They're talking about opening up an inner training track that they have there, but that's nowhere near racing, and people are starting to try to make some kind of movement to get their horses back into training, and it's just a bad situation in California. But on the East Coast, we don't have a problem like that. So we're going to start with races tomorrow at Tampa in the 7th race. You have a $75,000 stake, 1 mile on a turf. Draws a field of 11. A couple horses I'm looking in that race. One is the 3 English B, trained by Graham Motion. This horse is just coming off of a win down at Gulfstream in the middle of January. Has a couple of decent works at Palm Meadows. 3-1 morning line's a little short for this horse, but I don't think I don't think he'll go much less than that in this race. It's a pretty pretty competitive race. But my top horse in here is going to be the 10, Proliferate. This horse is neck shy of being undefeated on the turf with two lifetime starts. Comes over from Gulfstream Park. Some nice Palmetto works for Mark Case, who's 0-4 at the meet. But like 0-4, he doesn't shift a lot of horses over. But he's moving this horse across state for the stake tomorrow, and I think he gets the job done. So the 10, Proliferate, is my first pick in the seventh race, and the 3, English B, back him up for my exacta. The next race is the 8th race, the Challenger. A short field of 6 in here. A lot of speed in this race. I think the race sets up perfectly for the 5-horse, Bourbon Resolution. 8-1 morning line. This horse is coming off a 1-mile win at Gulfstream Park. Prior to that, won a 2-turn mile in an 8th race at Churchill Downs. A nice bullet work coming off of Palmetto's. The 2-turn mile in the 16th would be perfect for this horse. Hoping to get 8-1 on this horse because, like I said, pace makes a race, and there's a hell of a lot of pace in this race. And I think that the 5 Bourbon Resolution gets the job done with a nice price. So 5 horse in the 8th race tomorrow at Tampa. The 9th race is the Grade 2 Hillsborough, a mile and an eighth on the turf. Last time out, the 2-horse Hawksmoor almost got stiffed by the great Javier Castellano. Came on real late, a very, very different change to all of his other races in his running style. This horse was a go-to-the-lead and catch-me-if-you-can horse. But now, I guess by mistake, they found out that this horse has some second dimension to him and can come from off the pace, And I think Hawksmoor just lays over this field. The horse that ran second in that race, the 3-horse Viva Vegas, I think that horse runs second again in this race. So I think it's a repeat of the Endeavor Grade 3 that both of these horses ran in. And I think the 2-horse Hawksmoor gets the job done, and the 3 Viva Vegas runs second. The probable morning line favorite, and probable favorite of the race, the 7 Rimska. I don't like this horse in this race at all. Got beat at Gulfstream at 20 cents on a dollar, and I think this horse will be way overbet again, so I'm tossing out the favorite in that race. One of the 2 top races at Tampa tomorrow, for Phillies tomorrow, the Florida Oaks Grade 3 on the turf. 11 horses in this field. It's a nicely drawn field. You can go a lot of ways in here. 2 ways I'm going. One is with the 4-horse Elsa. Mark Stidham ships this horse over from Louisiana for this race. This daughter of Animal Kingdom, and I just love Animal Kingdoms on the turf. This horse got beat at 40 cents on a dollar last time, but just had a nightmare trip, a very bad trip over there, 3 wide, 6 wide. This horse ran in a mile race, probably a mile and a 16th, and that's the reason why this horse got beat. Has a nice inside post tomorrow, should get a better trip, 6-1, a definite must-use for me, but my top pick is probably a horse that's sharing a van coming over from Fairgrounds, is the 3-horse Winter Sunset. This horse is by some top sire, Tappet, and a top mare, Winter Memories, who was just a beast on the turf. This horse is undefeated on the turf. Very, very good work at Fairgrounds coming into this race, and it's 6-1 as well. I think this horse gets the job done, so 2 Invaders from Louisiana are my play in the Florida Oaks, the 3 Winter Sunset, and the 4 Elsa. And the top day of the races at Tampa Bay tomorrow is the Tampa Bay Derby. There's 2 horses in this 11-horse field I'm going with. The favorite is going to be the 7, Win-Win-Win. And this horse is a very good horse, won by 7 and in the Pasco, going 7 furlongs last time out at Tampa Bay. This horse is by Hat Trick, who was by Sunday Silence out of a Smarty Jones mare. This horse is bred impeccably, and distance will not be a problem for this horse. Win-Win-Win has 2 very, very nice works at Tampa coming into this race and is justified to be the favorite in this race in every sense of it. So Win-Win-Win's going to be tough to beat. But a horse I'm looking at maybe can beat her is going to be the 10, Tactus. Billy Mott ships this horse over. Getting Lasix for the first time. Hasn't been seen since November when this horse won at Aqueduct. This horse is also by Tappet out of a very good mare named Close Hatches. This horse can run all day. Gets the acid test tomorrow. Going right from a maiden special weight into the Tampa Bay Derby. So if Mott's doing something like that, this horse has some talent. And at the 12-1 morning line, I'm not going to let this horse beat me, so I'm definitely going to use the 10 Tactus. So in the Tampa Bay Derby tomorrow, the favorite win looks tough, but I'm going to try to beat him with the 10-horse Tactus. So a very competitive field, another step in the way of the Kentucky Derby, which is 2 months away only. We're in March already, and the Derby is the first weekend in May. And believe it or not, we're only 2 months away from the Kentucky Derby. Spring's not far away.
Hopefully. All right, Mike, I want you to have a good weekend, even though we have 5 degrees here at where we are. It's five.
It's cold here, and, you know, like I'm coaching high school baseball, and we're a week into the season, and we're probably another week from being outdoors. So, yeah, winter's not letting go.
All right, Mike, I'll check with you on Monday.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mike Causey with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.